What about when you put on good clothes? What do you call that? You're doing what?
Dressed up.
Yeah. What happens when somebody really is getting all? Really,
excuse me.
All right. And when he's getting all really dolled up, you know, really getting fancy. What do you call that?
You say dressed up.
Just dressed up. Yeah. What do you call it when, what do you say about a lively older person, you know, an older person who can still get up and get around, he's real lively. What do you say, he's a what kind of person?
I don't know, they say he's got lots of pep, a lot of use of his body, something
mm-hmm.
like that.
Yeah, but use spry?
Yeah.
What about chipper?
Not use that word.
All right.
But it's all about the same.
All right. What about a lazy and unambitious person? A person just doesn't want to do anything with himself. What do you call that?
A lazy person.
Just a lazy person?
Yeah.
What about a bird that seeks insects in tree trunks? He goes around hitting at the tree trunks with his bill.
Called a peccary.
What do you call an insect that jumps around in the grass?
Grasshopper.
No. What do you call
grasshopper?
Yeah, that's what. What do you call it? When somebody say is gonna. This square thing is a field. And can you see that?
Yes.
And there's a person over here in this corner, and he wants to get over to this corner. And instead of going this way or going this way, he cuts across.
Trespass.
You call it trespass?
Yeah.
That's a good word for it.
Yeah.
But do you have any special name for a person taking a shortcut that way?
No, trespassing.
What about a person who's just kind of going all different directions at the same time, just can't make up his mind, so he's just kind of going one direction, he turns around and goes another one, just really is, he just doesn't know where he wants to go and he's going everywhere. Is there any kind of special name? Doesn't mean that he's necessarily had, you know, it doesn't mean that he's drunk or anything like that. It just means that he just doesn't know which way to go. Mm. He's too excited to make up his mind.
I don't believe I have a name for that.
What about evil spirits? What do you call evil spirits?
I don't know.
Do you call, like for instance, if you have a house over here that nobody lived in and people said, boy, there's some evil spirits in there. What do you call?
Kind of like we call a haunted house.
A haunted house?
Yes.
Well, what do you call, what lives in that haunted house?
I don't know, I guess it's nothing like this.
I mean, what's supposed to live in it?
Man? Only.
The people that says that word, if they're afraid of that place, they say it's haunted, but it's just a word.
Well, have you ever heard of something like ghosts or haunts, haunts?
Yeah.
You use the word haunts?
Haunts. Yeah.
I'm not asking you whether you believe in them or not. I was just asking you whether anybody ever used that word.
Yes, I hear them use that word a lot, but I don't much believe in them.
What about something that brings bad luck, like a bad luck charm or something like that? You know, just anything that somebody feels like brings bad luck to them. What do you call that?
I don't know. To see if you break a looking glass is bad luck.
What about a person who brings bad luck? What do you call it? You know, every time he comes around, something bad happens.
Mm-hmm.
I've
heard that, but I don't know what it means.
What about, have you ever heard of a Jonas?
No.
Or a Jinx?
No, I haven't heard.
Or what about a hoodoo?
Yeah.
I've heard talk of that, but I don't believe in hoodoo.
You know, what is hoodoo? What is that?
Who's Jinx?
I've just heard that name, so I always say, people can do things to you.
Oh, that's not what I was just talking about. A person that might, you know, that just, he doesn't mean it.
Yeah.
He just happens to bring bad luck. That's all.
Right.